Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
The biggest names in the business are on You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos and Femi Abebefe.
Hey, this is Joe Buck, and you have done it. You have found it. You are listening to You Better You Bet. Great decision.
The great Iron Eagle.
Nick and Femi are such close friends. I would even consider getting divorced, even though I'm very happily married, just to get remarried, to have them as groomsmen. That's how much they mean to me.
Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of CBS, Westwood One, and TNT. And I'm listening, as you do every day, to You Better You Bet with the most handsome single man in the radio business. A man who, if I was not married for 38 years, I might consider myself the kind of guy that can electrify a listening audience and a crowd of bystanders watching him do what he does so well each and every day. Continue to listen right here on You Better You Bet.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
The terrific Football Tuesday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you here on the BetMGM Network. Just taking a look at the Heisman Trophy market at BetMGM, just to update that with the John Mateer injury. Fernando Mendoza remains the favorite at plus 650. John Mateer is listed. He is 22-1. Femi Abebefe says he is a zero to win the award. So opportunity exists right now for you, dear listener, and you, dear viewer, to make it legendary at BetMGM and bet good numbers on the player of your choice. Femi likes Jaden Maiava of USC. Maybe you like Dante Moore of Oregon, Drew Aller of Penn State, Ty Simpson of Alabama, Gunnar Stockton of Georgia. They're playing each other this weekend. Maybe you like one of those guys. I'd look to make a bet sooner rather than later with Mateer still listed. He's out a month with a thumb injury, and that is per the University of Oklahoma. All our bets for tonight will close the show. We look forward to that, and Femi and I will preview an epic college football Saturday later this hour. But joining us right now to take a spin around the National Football League, our good buddy, Odyssey Sports NFL insider, the great Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast, and Mark did an awesome job breaking down the Green Bay Packers following their loss to the Cleveland Browns this weekend. People can check that out. The Stinkin' Truth podcast, you can find it wherever you find your podcasts. NFL on Fox as well. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Mark, welcome back to the show. It's Nick and Femi. What's going on, sir?
Nothing, man. I'm just out here in Tampa Bay. My granddaughter turned 9 yesterday, so we had a little birthday party. And right now I'm just kind of grinding on tape and looking at what went down over the weekend and prepping for my game this weekend.
Absolutely love it. And a happy birthday to your granddaughter. We love that. Let's hit some of the big news, Stink, and get your take. The New York Football Giants will start Jackson Dart this weekend at home against the Los Angeles Chargers. I said, Stink, to end this last hour, and I am a Giants fan. I just want to say that. I think Dart has to be an upgrade over Russell Wilson. I guess he doesn't have to be. I think he's going to be. I think the Giants can keep this game close this weekend against the Chargers with their pass rush against that Chargers offensive line. What say you expectations for Jackson Dart, the Giants 6.5-point home underdogs this weekend against the 3-0 Chargers.
Yeah, well, my expectations are that they play hard and they kind of try to bail out the young quarterback. I mean, listen, this was something I said on the Singing Truth 2 months ago, 2.5 months ago. I'd just cut Russell Wilson and start him from day one. And, you know, here we are 3 weeks in and they've already moved on. And, you know, that series down by the goal line, first down and goal from, what was it, the 4-yard line. And you throw one so far out of bounds that you get a flag on intentional grounding. And then you have a little quarterback draw where, you know, you get 3 or 4 yards. And now it's, you know, third down and goal from the 14-yard line. You throw another one out of bounds. And then fourth down and 14, you throw it out of bounds again. Like what are we trying to protect legacy? Like, we don't want to throw our third pick of the day, so we're going to throw it out of bounds on fourth down. Like, those are all fireable offenses to me. At some point, you got to give your team an opportunity to catch the ball and see if they can run it in or break a tackle and at least make it, you know, fourth and goal from the two or whatever. It's mind-boggling to me. So I'm surprised it took this long to make the move. And I think, you know, like you said, the Giants' pass rush is really good. The Chargers struggled a little bit from a pass protection standpoint on offense. A lot of injuries on their offensive line. And then you get that spark if you're the Giants. Like, hey, man, let's go see if we can help this kid out. Let's go see what this kid can do. He's played some. He's scrambled around a little bit. They've had some design QB runs for him. That'll open that aspect of the offense up because they haven't done that stuff with Russell. So I think it's a good move. I think they'll make it closer than a lot of people think.
I hope you're right, because I'm going to bet the Giants this weekend plus the points against the Chargers. Stink, I wasn't planning on asking you this question this early in the interview, but you used the word fireable to discuss Russell Wilson, and it jogged a thought in my head. I'm dying, because your takes are so great and so fiery and so funny. I'm dying to get your opinion on Tennessee Titans head coach Brian Callahan and what he's done in his first 20 games, 3-17, like what happened at the end of the first half, not knowing the rules in week one against the Denver Broncos. He just gave relinquished play calling duties to the quarterback coach, not even the offensive coordinator, try and spark things for Tennessee. They're 0-3. What say Mark Schlereth on Tennessee Titans head coach Brian Callahan and what this will look like the rest of the season for the Tennessee Titans?
Well, I mean, obviously you look at where Tennessee is, and when he took over, you know, the coverage were pretty barren, but that doesn't excuse you from making bad decision after bad decision. And now, like, when you relinquish your play calling duties, it's basically saying, hey, listen, you know, we're going to move in a little different direction. Maybe it was the fact that I haven't managed the game well and all those things. You know, it's almost one of those things that you take some pressure off yourself. But they have just been – they've been beyond bad. The other thing is you've got a young quarterback in Cam Ward who really played exceptionally well week one. You've got to give that guy an opportunity to continue to develop and to, you know, ultimately to have a chance to win. And listen, man, Brian Callahan – so far, and I don't think he'll last the season. And he may be a better coach, and maybe we'll see as he relinquishes play calling duties, maybe he'll have some success like Nick Sirianni did. You know, Nick Sirianni turned over play calling duties. I think Philadelphia was 2-5 when he did, and they went on to press to the playoffs. So it'll be interesting to see exactly how that operates. But usually, guys, for most young coaches, it's the second go around where they have some success. And certainly they haven't had a lot of talent there, but they certainly haven't played well at the same time. So it'll be interesting to see exactly what it looks like. My gut reaction is it's not going to look good. And eventually they'll move on from Callahan.
So just to make it clear, Stink, like you don't think I agree with you, by the way, this is not like a gotcha question. You don't think Brian Callahan makes it through the season as Tennessee Titans head coach?
No, because I don't think they're going to win. And, I mean, ultimately, if you're already making that move here in week three, that's a move to me that signifies, hey, I know my job is on the line,
So let me do something preemptively to help save it. So if you're saving your job in week three by giving up play calling duties, I already feel like you already know the writing is on the wall. And it's one of the reasons I said, you know, about the Giants, Nick, that they should have done this right off the bat, because at least like the longer you wait, and I'm glad they pulled the trigger early, but the longer you wait, the less opportunity the kid has to continue to work through it in a game situation to develop. So that's why I said, start it from day one, go through your lumps, go through your growing pains. Right now you're sitting here 3 weeks in and now you're making the move. And to me, you've wasted a preseason and three opportunities to grow that kid up. So that was kind of the reason I did it. And like I was sitting there saying, Brian Daboll in New York, you're fighting to keep your job. The best way you can keep it is have a young quarterback all of a sudden develop, and 8, 9, 10 weeks in, 11 weeks in, you're sitting there going, hey, man, we got us one. This is the right move. This is the kid. And you delayed that process, which to me was idiotic.
You better you bet on this Tuesday. Odyssey Sports NFL Insider Mark Schlereth is our guest. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Stink, you know, when you come on the show, we're always honest with you, right, about bets we like and how that can kind of like influence the type of question we ask. So I want to be upfront about this. I bet the Denver Broncos last week. I did not lose my bet. I had Broncos +3 against the Chargers. They lost by 3. I thought Denver was going to win the game. It was the thing I felt best about all week, and they should have won. I know you know this, right? Bo Nix missing 3 layup touchdowns to wide open receivers, 2 to Marvin Mims, and then 1 at the end of the game to Cortland Sutton. Maybe Sutton doesn't score, but it certainly puts them in field goal range. And Mark, I loved the Broncos coming into the year, and now I'm sitting here thinking after 3 games, has Bo Nix regressed? And I'm worried about the Broncos moving forward here. You're obviously very close to this organization, and you follow the team very closely. What's your worry meter right now about Bo Nix in year 2?
My worry meter is, it's, I don't want to call it high, but it's there. And, you know, it's the frenetic nature that he's playing with is really bothersome. You talked about, you know, the one of the deep ones to Mims off the flea flicker. And if you go back and watch it, I mean, he catches a flea flicker and then he sprints up into the pocket, like sprints up in the pocket, and essentially runs into one of his offensive linemen, I think it was Wattenberg, that as he's throwing it. So it affects the throw. And consistently speaking, he has been off target. And I think he's been off target because of the frenetic nature that he plays with. And I get that you're a competitor, and I get that, you know, you're trying hard and you're doing all that stuff. But the bottom line to me is you got to calm down. You got to slow down. And like that play was pretty typical of what we've seen from Bo Nix in regards to just being off and frenetic. And, you know, it's funny, like you look at the rest of the Denver Broncos and this just isn't Bo Nix. You look at, hey, first down, you know, you get tackled in the backfield, you make it second down and 12, all of a sudden second down and 12. And, you know, and your quarterback throws an incomplete pass and it's an off-target pass because you got a little anxious, or you passed up somebody who's open to try to pick up all 12 yards right off the bat. And it's been a consistent theme in Denver. And again, you're going to the right places. You went to Cortland Sutton. It's the right call. He was open. You miss it. You go to Mims. It's the right call. You miss the throw. And then a Mims touchdown down the seam that was wide open that he overthrew that one too. So all those things to me are the reason that those guys are that Bo Nix is struggling. And it really has to do more with just, to me, frenetic feet and almost a call it spastic in the pocket.
Stink, we got a couple of minutes left here. Wanted to get your thoughts on the 2-1-2 contenders we have in the AFC. It kind of feels like this 1-2 feels a little bit different. Kansas City coming off a victory, albeit against the New York Giants. And of course, we all saw last night the Baltimore Ravens losing to the Detroit Lions. In about 60 seconds, which 1-2 contender are you more concerned with? Is it the Chiefs or the Ravens heading into this weekend's game?
It's the Chiefs. I mean, guys, mention, give me one thing the Chiefs do well on the offensive side of the ball. Like, they don't run the ball well because, I mean,
Mahomes scramble. That's it, right? Just Mahomes scrambling. That's it.
That's pretty much all they do. And Andy Reid has never wanted to win a game running the ball. I mean, that is like his kryptonite. He just refuses. Go back to that Super Bowl they lost to Tampa Bay, where they're essentially inviting him. Light boxes, linebackers playing with 7 yards depth, saying, you can run it, you can get 6 yards of carry if you want it. And Andy Reid going, that's not how I win games. You know, it was football hubris, as far as I'm concerned, that game against Tampa Bay. And so, like, that's not how he wants to win. He's never done that. Right now, you see Travis Kelce and Andy Reid yelling at each other on the sideline. He doesn't have that burst at the top of his route. He's not getting open. He's never been a guy that wanted to block people. And at the receiver position, they have nobody that threatens anybody. And O-line-wise, by the way, you know, they've drafted guys and they've changed up the left side of their offensive line. Their right tackle has always been kind of average at best. You know, the one thing he's good at is lining up offsides or jumping the count. Other than that, like, I think he's a guy. They're just not very good. I mean, that's the bottom line. They're not very good. And I don't think Patrick Mahomes is playing all that well. And a lot of that can be attributed to, you know, the people he's got around him. But they're not a very good football team. There's nothing they do offensively that I would look at and go, wow, they're doing that well. I mean, not one thing.
I'm going to lead the show with it tomorrow, Chiefs-Ravens. And I think I'm going to agree with a lot of what Mark Schlereth just said. And it pains me to say it. He's right about Patrick Mahomes and Mahomes' play thus far this season. Stink, we love having you on the show. You're the best. Again, happy birthday to your granddaughter. We absolutely love to hear that. Stay well. Safe travels this weekend. Have a great call of the Pats and the Panthers. We'll catch up with you next week.
Sounds good, guys. Take care.
That was Odyssey Sports NFL Insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. On the other side, we're hitting all the injury news in the National Football League, including Nick Bosa out for the year for the Niners.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Is midfield. Murray being chased by Huff, throws on the move, and it's incomplete for McBride. Nick Bosa is limping off the field, walking gingerly to the near side for San Francisco.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
NFL on Fox this past weekend. Nick Bosa. The initial report said that he would not miss the entire season, that his ACL was intact. The news coming down yesterday while we were on the air, Nick Bosa out for the season with a torn ACL for the San Francisco 49ers. We've got a bunch of injury news. That's the headliner. CeeDee Lamb out for a while. Mike Evans going to miss time for the Bucs. Terry McLaurin possibly out this weekend for the Commanders. I pass the baton over to the great Femi Abebefe. Femi, let's run through all the injury news in the NFL and give some betting spin. What do we got?
Yeah, this Nick Bosa injury is obviously big. And like you look right at the division market for the NFC West over at BetMGM, that's exactly where my attention went. Usually with these injuries, like maybe they have an awards implication. I never really felt that Nick Bosa was going to win DPOY. He was never the favorite to win that award. So I don't think there's as big of an application to that award where you have the rightful favorite being Micah Parsons. But for the NFC West, I think this is where it gets interesting. And why it's really interesting is that the game that we have Thursday night between the Seahawks and the Arizona Cardinals, because right now over at BetMGM, Seattle and Arizona, they're both 7-1 to win the NFC West. Like, those are massive, massive prices for teams that are going to be sitting after 4 weeks, 3-1. And I'm going about this by looking at the Rams as a team that I still want to continue to fade and be against just because of the fickle nature of this Matthew Stafford back injury. Starting off pretty well right now. Everything looks good, but we don't know. It's one hit away. So I want to go ahead and still bet against that guy early in the season. And part of me, Nick, thinks that, like, do I want to bet both of these? I'm still back and forth as to who I think is going to win the game. I lean Arizona right now, but I think that Arizona to win the division at 7-1 plus 725.
I see an 8 at MGM right now. So that price has been moving plus 800 right now at BetMGM.
Like, I get it. The team didn't look, and they haven't looked good at all. Like, they didn't look that great against New Orleans. They didn't look that great against Carolina, at least in the fourth quarter. And of course, we all saw what happened.
Like, they suck. I'll say it. As I was Mr. Arizona Cardinal before the season. Like, Kyler sucks. He doesn't suck. He just hasn't gotten better in 5 years. He's the same quarterback now that he was in 2020. The same exact quarterback.
Can the defense carry them, though? Because that's the thing. Like, the defense has looked pretty good. And when they do get healthy, especially at corner, like, this defense is good. And in a division where Brock Purdy, obviously, is coming back from his injury, but the Niners have a bunch of injuries, and we're all just holding our breath. Hopefully, he stays healthy, but McCaffrey...
The Cardinals have the worst quarterback in the division. Situation. I'm being serious. Like, that's not facetious.
No.
Like, is it possible that you'd rather have Darnold than Kyler Murray? I'm being serious. I think it's a conversation.
It might be a conversation, but it's a quick one for me. I would rather have Kyler Murray than Sam Darnold. Yeah, I'm not there with Sam Darnold.
As someone who has money invested in Arizona, I'd consider right now, if you could a straight up trade, I'd consider Sam Darnold.
So do you want to bet Seattle around that 7-1? I guess 6-1 right now on the right rail, but I saw some 7-1 earlier today at BetMGM. Yes, it's since moved since I saw it earlier today. See, it's 6-1 right now. Like, do you want to bet Seattle? Because they're now the favorite on Thursday night.
So I want to. Like, so the injury, we had like an estimated injury report yesterday on Monday for the Thursday night game. So obviously both of these are West Coast teams. So we're not going to get an injury report until in the next hour. I think that's usually when they come out. Like, they're usually on the air when the West Coast injury reports come out. So let's see who's practicing for Arizona. It looks like, based on the estimated injury report, that like everyone's going to be back for Seattle. Or at least it's possible that they're going to be back. Like, Witherspoon's going to be back, Charbonnet's going to be back, Julian Love's going to be back, Evan Worry's going to be back. Now, they might not. Like, we don't have the injury report yet. Mm-hmm. But this might be, like, a Seahawks team that's pretty healthy against a banged-up Cardinals team. If all things are equal, and we get the injury reports today and tomorrow, and it looks like Arizona is pretty good health, and we'll see what happens with Seattle, I'm going to bet the Cardinals. So, that's my stance here. I can't do it right now. Until I know what the injury situations look like for both teams.
So let's say Seattle's healthy, Arizona, like a couple guys, like let's say Paris Johnson comes back at offensive tackle, but like the corners are still hurt. Seattle's like laying 2-2.5. You betting Arizona in the game?
I mean, if the spread's going to be like 2-2.5, then yeah, I'll probably bet Arizona.
Yeah.
But if it's like Seattle -1, the funny thing is, and like, I appreciate you're right to ask the question. I would ask the question if I were you also. Like, I basically have a bet on the Cardinals already.
Your like, leverage.
I'd really like for them to win.
Yeah. Why double down?
If I feel like the numbers, if I feel like it's off, I'll bet it. I don't feel like at this moment it's off. Now, like, Seattle's favored right now. But that'll change if their injury report's bad and Arizona's good. Like, the Cardinals will flip to the favorite if that happens. So I think it's kind of like more shall be revealed in this spot here. I will just say on the NFC West in totality, and I was on this train also, and it's not that I want to get off the train with the fade the Rams train, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Rams are the best team in the division.
Yes.
Like, they're actually the best team. Now, San Francisco's even money despite losing Bosa because the Niners' schedule is an absolute joke. It's like the easiest schedule of all time. If I had to make a bet in this division right now, Femi, as lame as it sounds, I'd bet the Rams plus 200. I'd rejoin the Ramily. I think they're the best team. So.
Yeah, I just, with the back injury, I don't want to be invested long-term with that team. Like, it's good now until it's not good, which is why, like, I'm just going to be anti-Rams. And then, like, maybe we get to November and he's fine. It's okay, cool. We can do the Ramily train or whatever and we can feel a little bit better. But, like, I still think it's early to me to want to do that. The Dallas Cowboys.
You agree with me, though? Like, are the Rams the best team in the NFC West?
Yes, 100%. Like, I think our read on them has been correct throughout the offseason. Was like, hey,
shouldn't they be the favorite?
Real, you want no parts. Yes, but like the Niners schedule, and I still think the betting market's kind of skittish about Stafford. Like, I don't think that it was just like jokes this training camp. Like, I think that was real. He just happens to be healthy right now. But that can quickly turn. It's the NFL. Like, he's going to get hit. And how does he respond? And that's where the big thing for all the Rams people, that's where judgment day happens, where it's like, okay, like, are these bets going to be good or are these bets all done? And all of a sudden Stafford's out 6 to 8 weeks. Like, that's why I think I understand the numbers, but I just don't want to invest because it's just way too much season left to go too many hurdles that you have to climb over for those tickets eventually cash with a guy that's dealing with a back injury and happens to be 37 years old. The Dallas Cowboys injuries are pretty brutal though too, Nick. Like CeeDee Lamb, high ankle sprain. Tyler Booker now, high ankle sprain. The offensive line is in shambles. Wide receiver, best offensive player on the team, is now out for the next 4 games. In my opinion, I know they say that they want to reevaluate after 2 weeks. Guess what? They're going to reevaluate and find out he's going to be hurt for another 2 weeks. I'm not buying the optimism coming out of Dallas. I think this offense is about to become a very, very mediocre at best. In fact, it might be bad. And I think what we saw against the Chicago Bears this past week was not a good sign of what's to come. Comeback player of the year right now for Dak Prescott. He is the second choice in the market behind Christian McCaffrey. I'm already kind of on McCaffrey, especially a running back coming off of calf and Achilles injuries.
I like really a bet there in this market, by the way. And I forgot to do it earlier in the show because I got Hutchinson.
I think we're on the
bet,
same
right?
guy. 100%. Aiden Hutchinson for me at 9-1. Like, I think that usually this goes to quarterbacks, but Hutchinson is such a big name and such a good player.
And he had splash plays last night in primetime against the Ravens. Like, yes. And they were talking about, they were showing Hutchinson's parents like this was Taylor Swift, yes. Like at a Chiefs game.
And there's mom and dad. And like, shout out to his family. I'm sure they're nice people. They're supporting their kid as they should.
I'll tell you what, good looking family.
It is. Yes, I agree. But like,
this is a statement of fact. I'm not trying. That's a weird comment. Like the good look. Like, they're good looking people. It's very obvious when they're on camera, right?
He's got good genes. He's got great genes. Yeah, he's a good looking guy. He's an awesome athlete. His dad played football too. Like he's got it all. And he's got his leg back. And he looks really good. And I think he's going to continue to look good. And this goes off of all the reporting that we saw over training camp where everyone said Aiden Hutchinson looks awesome. He looks even better than he was prior to the broken fibula last year. Because it was such a high-profile injury in a game that a lot of people were watching, that Lions-Cowboys game. Like, this is the story that I think people can rally behind. I don't really believe in the other injury stories. They're just regular injuries. But this one was pretty gruesome. And I think Hutchinson, comeback player of the year at 9-1, that feels pretty good, especially when a guy like Dak Prescott, who could win this award, is now going to be up against it over the next month with his O-line and his best wide receiver.
I love that angle. We're on the same page here with Aiden Hutchinson. And just, maybe we'll... You're a Cowboys fan. Just give me a quick take here before we move on to like Mike Evans or whatever else you have planned. And let's talk about the Cowboys-Packers game for a moment. On Sunday night, obviously, Micah Parsons returns to Dallas and the Cowboys without CeeDee Lamb and Tyler Booker. So it looked like we were going to hang out around like Green Bay 6 prior to all this news being announced. I think the expectation was CeeDee was more likely to not play than play.
Yeah.
With what this looked like on Sunday at Open. Now we're at MGM. We're at Packers 7. Now the 7 is juiced towards Dallas, but Green Bay 7, 47.5. Do you have a thought on this game? Like how this is going to go early in the week with CeeDee Lamb and Tyler Booker both out for Dallas, and Green Bay coming off the loss to the Cleveland Browns?
I actually think 7 is the correct number in the game. At 6.5, I'd bet the Packers. At 7.5, I would reluctantly bet the Dallas Cowboys. I think that this is actually like the perfect number. This needs to be a full touchdown. I am very concerned about this Cowboys offensive line against this Packers front and like what they've been able to do to O-lines. Like, they've embarrassed Detroit's offensive line. They embarrassed Washington's offensive line. They even had a really good showing against Cleveland. Their offense just didn't come to play. But like, now this Cowboys O-line banged up, and we all know the motivational spot for Micah Parsons. I think the Cowboys are going to struggle to score. If you really need to bet the game, like, I mean, I'm saying this is somebody who's been getting killed on totals. Like, the under feels kind of good to me with this game, just because I think Dallas's offense is now a little bit overrated in the market given all the injuries. But yeah, this feels right. And whichever side of 7 we're on is probably the bet that I'll make. And I hope that it's not 7.5, because I really don't want to bet Dallas. But at that price, I think you kind of have to.
Yeah, I'll save my thoughts on this game for later in the week on the Packers Cowboys. I was looking to bet Dallas prior to like all these announcements being made and making it official. I haven't made a bet on the game yet. It's not great. It's also a gigantic number on the road.
Also that.
Yeah. A gigantic number on the road.
Doesn't mean like they can't win and cover.
Just saying. It's a great point. Green Bay closed 7 at Cleveland last weekend. Green Bay right now is 7 at Dallas. Just food for thought.
Yep.
Food for thought.
One team has Joe Flacco. One team has Dak Prescott. Let's go to the South, though. Mike Evans. He's got the hamstring injury multiple weeks.
One team has Myles Garrett, and one team used to have Micah Parsons.
Yes. Also that. Maybe they have Diggs. Oh, no, he hurt his shoulder. What about Deron Bland? Oh, he's got a foot injury. What about DeMarvion Overshown? Yeah, it's and on we go. The NFC South, though, I think is very interesting with Mike Evans now with dealing with his hamstring injury. I think Tampa's going to still hang on to win this division, but I also really, really do like want to entertain Atlanta at +450. And I'm saying this as somebody who bet Atlanta before the start of the season, took some +225. So this would be doubling down. But look at Tampa's next three games. It's not easy at all. So they're 3.5 at home against Philly this upcoming Sunday. Tough scene there. At Seattle, likely not going to have Mike Evans. Home Niners, maybe he's back, maybe he's not back. And then at Detroit, this 3-0 Tampa team that's neat. Oh, by the way, they've needed like last-second victories in all three of these games against Atlanta, against Houston, and then, of course, this past Sunday against the New York Jets. Now has to go Philly, Seattle, San Francisco, Detroit. Would it shock you if they're 3-4 or at best like 4-3? It would not shock me at all. So doesn't that mean there has to be value on the Falcons at +450? I know Atlanta could obviously screw the pooch as well, but like, there has to be some kind of value at +450 on the Falcons. I kind of want to double down.
So that is like a phrase in common culture, screw the pooch. I think that we should probably eliminate it from the show vernacular, just like an editorial decision.
We'll remove that.
Like, it is something that gets said like colloquially.
Yes.
So it's not like, yeah, but yeah. Probably straddling the line there, I would say.
Habitual line stepper, not me.
So I like the Eagles this weekend. I said yesterday on the show, I laid 3 with Philly. The number is 3.5 now. It doesn't mean that I'll win my bet. At Seattle, home San Francisco. Femi just gave you those three games. It is worth noting, I think Wirfs and Godwin will both be back this weekend. Right now, I'm a little spooked by Michael Penix and his performance last weekend.
I mean, it was really bad.
It was really bad. I think it was more than really bad. I think it was kind of like alarming. How it doesn't mean that he can't be back to being good this weekend, but it was. He plays like that again this weekend against Washington. Kirk Cousins is going to be starting in week 5. So I mean, I can't get there with you on Atlanta right now. Maybe.
It's kind of an out.
I can't get there with Atlanta stuff. Not now. Not until I see a better Penix performance. On the other side, we'll hit a couple other NFL injury notes, and we'll start breaking down an epic college football Saturday.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Here is Wentz. He's got his man. It's over for the touchdown.
Right here, you got to throw it like that.
He's got a touchdown pass to Hockenson.
I've always been a fan of his. You know, I told him, you know, when we took him out of the game, I was the least surprised person in the whole building today.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
CBS Sports, courtesy of The Call. Carson Wentz, 1-0. As Minnesota Vikings starting quarterback, you heard some highlights from the game, and that, the last voice you heard, Vikings head coach, Kevin O'Connell. We'll talk about Carson Wentz, we'll talk about Terry McLaurin in a second, and we will get to our bets for the biggest college football games this weekend, our preview of the biggest college football games this weekend in a moment. But first, we got to tell you, to swing big on your next Major League Baseball parlay by using today's Parlay Boost token to score a bigger payout if your baseball parlay hits. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and please gamble responsibly. And as always, to everyone that's listening to the show right now, live, watching the show on YouTube or Twitch, please subscribe to the show in podcast form. Search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. Like and subscribe and leave a 5-star review. Search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. And please, like and subscribe to our YouTube page and also our Twitch page, youtube.com/@TheBetMGM Network and twitch.com/TheBetMGM Network. Heaven forbid we could have the same URL for both. Too much to ask for. YouTube.com/@TheBetMGM Network. If you're on YouTube right now, like and subscribe. And please, you know, everyone watches stuff on YouTube. You want all our content? Like, you can get it on YouTube in visual form. YouTube.com/@TheBetMGM Network. Twitch.com/TheBetMGM Network. Great job by Mike Brown heeding the call that I made on the air yesterday and creating a graphic for the YouTube promotion. All right, Femi, let's do Carson Wentz. We'll do Terry McLaurin, and we'll move on to the college football slate this weekend.
Yeah, Kevin O'Connell was kind of pressed by the Minnesota media earlier this week asking, hey, like, when J.J. McCarthy is back and healthy from this high ankle sprain, is he your starting quarterback? And KOC said, you know what? I'm not required to give that answer right now, is what he said. Paraphrasing a little bit there, but pretty much said, I don't want to talk about that. Like, let's just deal with what's going on right now. Sort of leaving the door open for the potential that Carson Wentz could potentially be the starting quarterback going forward for the Minnesota Vikings when J.J. McCarthy is returning from this injury. Now they have the two games overseas. McCarthy, do we know, did he make the trip or is he staying back in the States to rehab? I'm not sure. I haven't seen what's been going on with that one, but we're anticipating it's going to be Carson Wentz for the next couple of weeks. I think regardless of what happens, it's season over for Minnesota. And I'm saying that as somebody who has an immense respect for this coaching staff. KOC, I love him. Obviously, what he did for us last year was great. Brian Flores, one of the elite defensive coordinators that we have in the league. I don't think you want either of these guys starting at quarterback. And maybe McCarthy can improve. He can definitely improve. He's only played in two games. I think we've gone a little bit crazy with like bashing J.J. McCarthy. But as it stands right now, he doesn't look like he's there yet in a pretty competitive NFC. And from what we saw with Carson Wentz last week, I know he is not there because they just went up against one of the worst defenses in the NFL. And Carson Wentz put up a QBR sub 50, which for those who don't know about QBR, the average is 50. He had a below average game at home against the Cincinnati Bengals. I don't think Wentz is it. And if they stick with Wentz, God bless him. But I don't think it's going to work out. So I think for the Minnesota Vikings, and we were talking about this a little bit earlier, Nick, this morning on the call when we're getting ready for the show, like miss the playoffs. I think there's only two teams from that north that make it, Green Bay and Detroit, in whichever order you like it. But I don't like it for Minnesota. I think this year they take a step back because the QB play is too bad for them to overcome, even though they have all these injuries and the guys are going to eventually come back. I don't like the setup one bit.
McCarthy apparently is making the trip overseas, but we did get the report from Tracy Wolfson from CBS on Sunday morning that McCarthy would be out through the bye week. So just in case people don't know, and Femi, you may have alluded to this, that the Vikings are going to become the first team in NFL history to play back-to-back international games or two different countries. With, yep. I was going to say continent. I was like, that's not right. Ireland and then England in the next 2 weeks for Minnesota, and then the Vikings will go on their bye. So let's bring up the NFL standings here. Let's look at the teams.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think the Eagles are a playoff team.
Yep.
I think the Commanders are a playoff team. Green Bay is a playoff team. Detroit's a playoff team. That's four. Mm-hmm. The winner of the NFC South will make the playoffs. Let's just call it Tampa for now. That's five. The winner of the NFC West will make the playoffs. That's six. I think if they make it, they're the seventh seed. But it's hard to disagree with you, man. It's hard to disagree. If it's going to be, and I'm on record, I said it yesterday, I'm dying for a three on the Steelers, and I will bet Pittsburgh this Sunday. Mm-hmm. I hope we get it. So I think Pittsburgh will win on Sunday against the Vikings. I actually really like this take from you. Now, you have to lay a minus 175 on Vikings don't make the playoffs, right? Is that something you're willing to do? I can't disagree with you, man, with the way McCarthy looked the first couple weeks. And if Carson Wentz is going to be the quarterback, like, none of that is good. I have to agree with you.
Yeah, minus 175 is not like a price that you're like dying to lay right now in a bet that's not going to cash until January. But I think the exercise is try to find the other playoff teams.
What do you think it is?
Like, So the way I see it kind of playing out, I think three teams from the West make it. Like, I actually have only one team in the East. I don't think the Commanders are there. And we can talk about Terry McLaurin here quickly. Like Washington, to me, they just look old. And Daniels is awesome. And I have immense respect for Jaden Daniels. I think he's one of the five best quarterbacks in the NFL. But, like, I just don't see it with that roster. I don't see it with that team whatsoever. So I think if Stafford stays healthy, I think you got the Rams in. I think the Niners make it. Either Seattle or Arizona is going to make it. This game coming up on Thursday is going to go a long way in helping determine that. And then you have your two from the North, and then you just have your division winners being Philly, and then probably Tampa. Maybe it's Atlanta, as I was trying to hopefully get the Falcons to get there at plus 450. But I think there's only going to be like one team.
So let's do this as an exercise here, just for the listeners and the viewers. So if we had to do like a collab here on the teams that we think, I don't want to use the word lock because like injuries can happen, but the teams that we think we both agree on it. Philly?
Correct.
Green Bay?
Yep.
Detroit?
Yep.
NFC South champion, like Tampa or Atlanta, whoever it is, but like one of those teams.
Yeah.
Someone has to go. I think you can make the case for any team in the West to make it.
I think so as well.
And so there, I want to say like the Rams would be the one I feel best about, but what if Stafford gets hurt? The Niners have an easy schedule. Also, like both, I guess like San Francisco's 3-0. The Niners are probably going to make it.
Yeah. But I just think those NFC West teams, because one of the reasons with the West is that they get the easy schedule. Like they get the AFC South, which
I just want to take us to the spot that I'm trying to get us to here. Do we want to agree on San Francisco?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so for everyone out there that's
hurt again, but yeah,
of course, pending health. For everyone out there that's listening and watching, right? If you agree with Femi's premise that the Vikings, who are a team that we both liked before the season, that Minnesota's not going to make it with McCarthy looking the way he did, and now Wentz is going to be playing for like who knows how long, right? We have come to a consensus that we think the Eagles, the Lions, the Packers, the NFC South champion, and the 49ers are going to make it. That's five teams. If you're out there listening and watching and you agree with us that those five teams are going to make it, then it's up to you to figure out what is the team or team at a longish price that you would like to bet if we are taking the Vikings out. Is it the Commanders? Is it the Bears? Is it the other team in the NFC South, like Atlanta or Tampa, the team that doesn't win the division? Yep. Is it Arizona? Is it Seattle? Is it the Rams? It's fascinating, right? And that's where kind of beauty lies in the eye of the beholder, and it's up to the individual to make his or her own decision. But I think that's like a good way of breaking it down, right? And I like the way you said that there. Which team's going to make it if we're taking Minnesota out and we liked Minnesota prior to the season?
100%. I think that's how you're supposed to look at it. And like for me, like I don't like Minnesota. I don't really like Washington either. So it opens things up even more because I'm looking for two teams to go out there and replace those teams from last year in the postseason. And I do think that like I've warmed up a lot more to Seattle as somebody who was anti-Seattle earlier this season. I have obviously warmed up to like the Rams. I think there's going to be three teams from the West. And of course, we all feel how we feel about the teams in the North. And I think that's your NFC playoff picture. Now, the prices aren't like the greatest on the Cardinals to make it or the Seahawks to make it. They're plus 140 and plus 130 respectively. But you bet both of those, I think you're getting at least one. Just based on how this hangs out. And maybe you get two and you get the jackpot. But I think you're at least getting one, which at plus money right now, I think that feels really good. And you can even wait. Like, let's say you feel really strong about one of those teams Thursday night. Just bet that team. And then after the game, when the other team loses and the price then goes to like plus 170 or plus 180, then you can go ahead and bet that one as well afterwards. But I think one of those two teams is going to get in addition to Niners if healthy, Rams if healthy.
Anything else for injury stuff in the NFL?
That's all we got in the NFL. Busy week, though. Busy week, man.
Do we feel like
award stuff with O'Roy and all that stuff coming up tomorrow?
We feel like McLaurin's not going to play on Sunday?
I think it's 50-50 right now. Tell tomorrow is probably going to be DNP, but I feel like
am I going to bet the Falcons on Sunday? I think I'm going to. I don't know if that's true.
It's down to 1.5, but like you just need the pop of Daniels coming back.
If Daniels is going to play, I don't know if I can bet Atlanta. Because I love Penix, but I don't love him more than Jaden Daniels. It's
Jaden Daniels versus Michael Penix in a coin flip game. What do you want to do?
Well, I mean, they played last year at the end of the year on Sunday Night Football, and like the Falcons covered
game
against Washington. The Washington won, but the Falcons covered. It was 3.5, right? And the Falcons lost by 3.
That was the game that won the division for the Ramley. That was like the weird tiebreaker thing, like needing like Washington to win that game. And I celebrated that night. It was fun.
Yeah, the Ramley, baby. Tyler writes in the Ramley. Tyler's talking about Survivor in the chat. I said to you off air, and the whole first segment of the Power Hour is going to be college football for this weekend. I kind of just want to take Houston. Do you think there are some other choices? And like, we'll table this for Thursday, but I think Houston's our best choice.
Houston's on the big board. They're not number one for me. I'll just say that.
I'm fascinated to know who your number one team is then.
It's not.
Houston's Chargers? I don't know. Houston's thrive. I think Houston's one. Houston's one for me. All right. Power Hour, final hour coming up on the other side. The Whale Capper, Drew Dinsick, will join us. All our bets for tonight in the world of sports. But coming up next, we hit all the big games for college football Saturday, including Oregon and Penn State in Happy Valley.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.